here's a story from The World.
When it comes to Russia, there's a tendency to talk about the opposition to President Vladimir Putin as if it is one man, Alexei Navalny, and his movement. But Navalny is in jail, and not a week goes by without the arrests of more activists and independent journalists. Even as speaking out has become increasingly dangerous, a young Russian artist is using her work to make sure anti-Kremlin voices keep getting heard. From Moscow, reporter Theo Mertz has a story.
Vinzavod is a former wine factory in the center of Moscow. The factory's been converted into a space for contemporary art, cafes and shops. It's a beautiful early summer day and there's a young crowd here. But the mood changes when you walk into an exhibition by Katya Muromtseva. You're immediately struck by the huge mural that covers three of the high white walls. The mural looks as if it's been scribbled with a giant pen. You can make out the shapes of riot police and protesters. On the fourth wall, there's a blood-red painting covered with similar looping black lines.
It's not comfortable, of course. I mean, time when we are living, when we leave. It's not comfortable, so...
Protests are a familiar sight in Moscow. Tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets this year, calling for the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Beneath the wall art, there are five screens with text silently rolling across.
All of this show is based on the interviews that I made with people from my generations.
She's recorded their political awakenings, and now their stories are displayed on the video screens. One person she interviewed volunteered to work as an election monitor, only to see ballot boxes being stuffed. Another, a student who began travelling around Europe in 2014 and witnessed the outrage there over Russia's annexation of Crimea. A third interview is with a man who used to sneak away from his wife at night to graffiti anti-Kremlin slogans around the city.
A lot of people think that, okay, we cannot change anything, this is the government, they have power and blah, blah, blah. But that's not true.
Muromtseva is 31 and she's part of a generation that is causing concern for the Kremlin. They're more opposed to Putin than the generation above them. They also tend to get their news online rather than from tightly controlled state media.
How can we trust the news? Because it's like the point where all the news are written by the state.
Authorities are now forcing independent news sites out of business. That's part of the reason why Muromtseva wanted to collect these stories.
So for me, this is the new version of the news, how it can be written. It can be written only by this very particular, very individual emotional stories.
Muromtseva describes herself as a socially engaged artist rather than a political one. This animated video with an ambient soundtrack is an example of her past work. It's based on interviews with children about how they imagine life was like in the Soviet Union. She's also worked with old people to redecorate retirement homes. Muromtseva is far from the only Russian artist who deals with political themes, but this combination of art, social engagement, and journalism is unusual. It's also potentially dangerous. In recent months, authorities have arrested members of Pussy Riot, the performance art group. Police have shut down shows by an independent theatre troupe called Teatr Dok. And another young artist in the far east of Russia, Yulia Tsvetkova, is facing ongoing criminal charges because of her work. I asked Muromtseva if she was worried for herself.
Actually, everybody asked this question during my exhibition opening because all of these stories, they're very openly, they have this open critique of the state.
She doesn't imagine she will have problems. She doesn't see herself as a provocateur, but she understands the concern. It is a hard time for artists.
But on the other hand, I think this is very fruitful for artists to have this kind of tension because your voice really matters, I think.
Not everyone shares Muromtseva's upbeat outlook.
I don't see future in the way that probably Katya sees.
This is Sergei Khrypun, the co-owner of XL Gallery, where the exhibition is running until the middle of the month. He's a generation older than the artist. He's seen many protest movements before, including the one that brought down the Soviet Union 30 years ago. Khrypun admires moments of his art, but he's critical of the interviews.
They're quite naive, I would say.
I don't agree.
Well, I mean, I feel them... Well, I see that these are young people and this is a naive thing. It's their hopes, It's their frustrations, whatever. Well, let's see if you consider asking them 5 or 10 years later.
But Muhrim Sever is convinced that real change can come. She recently worked with Russian teenagers, which gave her hope.
They're like so open and fearless, and they're very politically engaged, and they really aware what's going on in our country. And they are the future, and we are the future.
Russia is holding parliamentary elections in the fall, which the ruling United Russia Party is all but certain to win, despite its falling popularity. With the opposition forced out of politics, it remains to be seen how Muromseva's fearless generation will make itself heard. For The World, I'm Theo Mertz in Moscow.